The Gemara Daf Pei Alf Beis towards the top of the Amud is discussing different things that aren't Batal Barayv because of their chashivas, because they're very chashiv, they are not Batal Barayv, and it has a whole different list of things. And it says Rabbi Kiva is Meisiv. Rabbi Kiva adds on that Afkikar Shel Baal Bayis are also not Batal Barayv. A kikar, a loaf of bread made by Baal Bayis, made by a private homeowner, is not Batal Barayv because it's something chashiv, and therefore it is not Batal. Taisus points out that that's only if it's made privately by a private balabais. Aval kikar shel nachtam, if it's made by a baker, made by a store, then it is not as chashiv, and therefore it will become batal bereif. And based upon that, Taisus has a kasha that the Gemara says in the bottom of the Amud that a chaticha shel lechem apanim is not batal. If you have a piece of a lechem apanim in the base of Mikdash, it is not batal, and because of its chashivus, in fact, Taisus, that is not a kikar of a balabais, that's a kikar of a nachtam, that's a kikar of a commercial kikar. It's made commercially, it's not made privately, so that lechar should become batal. So why is it not batal? So Taisus' answer is no, shani lechem apanim dechamer tfei. Lechem apanim is different because it's more chamer, right, liskabed by, it's very chashiv, and because it's more chamer, it's considered more chashiv, and therefore it's not batal. Now it's difficult to understand what Taisus means. Why is the fact that lechem apanim is chamer, why does that give a chashivus, and why is that a reason that it shouldn't become batal? And furthermore, it's shver because Taisus and Zvachim has in Dafayin Beis, he has the same kasha, and he gives a little bit of a different teretz. He says that shani lechem apanim, the smita tfei, lechem apanim is different, that it's smita. Smita means it's made from very fine white flour, and because of the chashivas of its flour, therefore it's not batal because it has a chashivas. So Taisus over there seems to be saying a whole different teretz than Taisus over here. It's not so clear what Taisus over here means. Bechlal bechamer tfei, that is the problem with Taisus. So if you look in the Rashash over here, the Rashash is bothered with this, and Rashash says a very interesting thing. Rashash says that he says it was Zvachim Kosvid the Smidat Fei, and he says Shamati Mipi Harav Agai, and I heard from the Rav Agai and Marina of Naftali Hershele Berlin, Rosh Hashiva de Valajan, the Tai Sefer Kamitz Aichleimer, the Chaver Tfei, Visvasaim Yushak. Dr. Shash, he says, I heard a Teretz, Gavalika Teretz from the Rashiva Valajan. He's referring to the Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehudele Berlin, the Rashiva Valajan, and he told him that it's a printing mistake in Taisus over here. And instead of saying the chamer tfei, it's supposed to say the chaver tfei. Instead of a mem, it's supposed to be two vavs. The two vavs became a mem, and therefore we have it. The chamer tfei really is supposed to say the chaver tfei. Lashon chaver is lashon of white. The flour is more white. It's more chashev. And therefore, Taisus over here is saying the exact same thing as Taisus and Zvachim, and because it's white, fine flour, therefore it's more chashiv, and that's why it's not batal. This is a teretz he heard from the Rashiva Velajim, from the Netziv, and he was very nispal from it, and he says in it, he hands off, he says, Sasaim Yushak, that such a teretz is right for Neshika, for the ga'inus of such a teretz. And this Haggah, this meeting between the Rashash and the Netziv, there's a story that goes along with it. The story is printed in the Sefer Mivalajim Ad Yerushalayim, which was authored by the son of the Netziv, Meir Berlin. And on page 140, he brings on the following ma'aseh. He says, when my father, the Netziv, was a young man, he was already Rashiva, but he was a young man, he came to Vilna and he went to visit the Rashash. Rashash was a guy at that time, older guy, and he went to visit him, and the Rashash showed him this kasha that he had. He said, I have this kasha on Taisus and Nivamis, and the Rashash blieb shver. And he says, my father, the Netziv, told him that you can make one small Haggah, and lefi that it's Miyushev, and the Netziv is very nisval from this, and he quoted it, the Rashash is very nisval from the Teretz and the Netziv, he quoted it in his Chidushim in his name, and he ended off by saying, Svasaim Yishak. And then Rameir Berlin writes that the Rashash asked in the Tzivi, a little bit of Chalishas Nadas, he said, why didn't I think of this Teretz that you thought of? You know, this is a Pashat of Teretz, a Pashat of printing mistake, why didn't I think of this? And Rameir Berlin says, my father told him, he says, that's because you learn Tayr Mitaychar Chava, Aishav Chava, the Rashash Kayadu was a big veer, he was very comfortable. And he says, you learn from Mitaychar Chava, but me, I'm Amal Limita Tayr Mitaychar Tchak, I have a very difficult time, I don't have money, and I'm Amal with a tremendous yigia, and he says, when a person learns Tayr Mitaychat Chak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a special siyat d'shmaya to be mechadish things that otherwise he wouldn't be able to do, and that's why he was zeichet to think of this chiddush. Ad Kan is the maisa, the way it's brought down in the Sefer Mi Valajan Ad Yerushalayim. Now, it's a very interesting thing that I saw in a different Sefer. It's a Sefer called Ramesha Shmuel V'dairai. This is printed by, written by Ramesha Shmuel Shapira, not the one from Eretz Yisrael from Ber Yaakov, but this is a different Ramesha Shmuel who was a Talmud of Valajan, who later on moved to New York, Besayf Yamav, and he has a sefer that he wrote, Ramesha Shmuel V'dairai, and he brings down this Maisa as well. He brings down this Maisa, he actually quotes it, B'Shem Rameir Berlin. He says, I saw this in the sefer of Rameir Berlin. He says the whole Maisa with the Haggah and the Rashash and the Netziv, but the Paldeke thing is that he says that this happened with the Taisus and Yavamis on Daf Kuf Dal on the base. Not, he doesn't quote our Taisus over here on Pei Aleph, he quotes a different Taisus and Yavamis on Daf Kuf Dal. Paldeke is not the right Mar Makim, it's not the right Taisus. So I looked up in Daf Kuf Dalam and Beis later on, and over there also, Taka, there's a Hagav from the Rashash. Rashash has a Kasha, and he says, Niskashesi, Pshat and Taisis. He didn't know what the Pshat is, and then he heard from the Netziv, the Rashiva Velazhin, that it's a Taz Sefer and Taisis. The Netziv, Taka told him again, a Hagav, to be Miyashiv Taisis, and he quotes it in his name. So it's an interesting thing. There is Taka two places in Yavamis, two Taisisim, where the Rashash had a Kasha, the Netziv gave a Teretz, and the Rashash quotes him. But what's very interesting is that Remeir Berlin quotes this Maisa, the Maisa we mentioned before about the learning Torah Mitechat Chak. He quotes it Lagab the Taisis and Daf Pe Aleph, and the but Remeir Shmuel quotes it Lagab the Taisis and Daf Kuf Dalet. So the question is, where did this Maisa happen? Did it happen with Taisis and Daf Kuf Aleph, or did it happen with the Taisis and Daf Kuf Dalet or the Taisis and Daf Pe Aleph? Now to say it happened with both, not so mistaber that it happened two times in one Maisa. That's not so mistaber, especially because the Sefer Moshe Shmuel Vidar, who quotes this Taisis, says it happened Daf Kuf Dalet. He's quoting the Sefer Mivalashen Ad Yerushalayim. He's actually quoting it from the Sefer of Meir Berlin. So how could he quote it from Meir Berlin, who claims that it happened on Daf Pei Aleph, and he says it happened Daf Kuf Dalet? Doesn't make sense, Lachar. So I thought maybe he's just quoting it from memory. He saw it in the Sefer, he didn't remember where, so he assumed it was Daf Kuf Dalet, but really Meir Berlin said that it happened on Daf Pei Aleph. But Lamaisa, it's shreya to say that, because in the Sefer from Moshe Shmuel, he actually quotes the page number of the Sefer of Meir Berlin. He obviously looked it up, he saw it, he didn't just write it from memory. So how could it be that he's quoting a story from the Sefer of Meir Berlin, and Meir Berlin says it happened with Taisis and Daf Pei Aleph, and he claims it happened with Taisis and Daf Kuf Dalet? Which one did it really happen with? And just to add another problem over here, that the way it's brought down in the Sefer of Remeir Berlin, he says that after the Netziv heard the Teretz, after the Rashash heard the Teretz and the Netziv, he said on it, Sosayim Yishak, it's right to get a Neshika for such a Teretz. Now that Lashon, Sosayim Yishak, is only mentioned in the Rashash and Daf Pei Aleph, not in Daf Kuf Dalet. So that would point us in the direction of saying that the Maisa happened with the Rashash and Daf Pei Aleph. But on the other hand, he quotes the way he quotes the story is he says that the Rashash asked a Kasha and the Netziv gave a Teretz. Now, in Daf Pei Aleph, the Rashash doesn't ask any Kasha. He just quotes the Netziv. In Daf Kuf Dalet, he does ask a Kasha and the Netziv gives a Teretz. So that would be more mashma that it happened on Daf Kuf Dalet. So it's a shtickle steer in Eubei that it happened on Daf Kuf Dalet, it happened in Pei Aleph. It's not so clear what exactly is going on over here. So I think I figured out what happened over here. Very interesting thing, what the pshat in this mice is. So the Sefer Mivalashen Ad Yerushalayim that I have, the common Sefer that's around today, was printed in the 1970s. Now the original Mivalashen Ad Yerushalayim was printed in the 30s, 1933. And originally it was printed in Yiddish. Remeir Berlin wrote it in Yiddish. A couple years later it was translated into Hebrew. That is in 1939. Mr. Bendit Cohn translated into Hebrew. And then eventually, about 30, 40 years later, in the 70s, it was put out again with a new Mahadura. And in this new Mahadura, they added a lot of different things. It says they added Mar Mekaymus, and they changed the Lashon here and there to make it more readable. And they put in different, they made small, slight tikkunim to make it more user-friendly. So the Mahadura we have today is not the original Mahadura. So I looked in the original printing of the Mivalashen Ad Yerushalayim, the one who was printed in Yiddish by the Mechaber. And over there on page 90, Taka brings down this whole Maisa, but Pal Dekazach, he says all Maisa with Rashash and Netziv and Hagah and Taisis, but he does not say anywhere where it happened. He doesn't quote a Marimakim. He doesn't say what Daf Taisis it was in Yavamis. He just says it happened with the Taisis in Yavamis. He doesn't say what Daf. In the Madur that we have today, it quotes it as happening on Daf Pei Aleph. Also, in the original Mahadur in Yiddish, it doesn't say that Rashash ever said Sosayim Yishak. That seems to be something that was added later on by the new Haitzah, the one from the 70s. So I think now we can figure out what happened over here, is that this Ramesh Shmuel, who quotes it B'Shem the Netziv in the Sefer Mivalashen Ad Yerushalayim, he obviously had the original Mahadura of the Sefer of Remeir Berlin, the one printed in the 30s, the one printed in Yiddish, and in that Sefer, does not have the Marimakim, it does not say Sosayim Yishak, it just says that the Rashash had a Kasha and the Netziv gave a Teretz. So the Ramesha Shmuel understood correctly that it's probably referring to Taisis and Daf Kuf Dalet, because over there he asks a Kasha, and over here in Daf Pei Aleph he doesn't ask a Kasha. So he wrote from his own Svar that it's probably referring to Taisis and Daf Kuf Dalet, and he's probably correct. The later Mahadura, the one that we have, whoever put it out, they saw this mice and they understood for some reason that it's referring to Taisis and Daf Pei Aleph. Maybe they didn't know the other Taisis, whatever the Cheshbon is. They assumed he's referring to that Taisis and Daf Pei Aleph. It's the first Taisis, the Rashash, that they saw the quotes in the Tziv. And they assumed that that's what it is. They put in that Marimakim And being that the Rashash over there says Svasayim Yishak, they put into the story that the Rashash said on the Netziv Svasayim Yishak, which is not in the original Madura at all. So in the original Madura, it did not say Svasayim Yishak. It's very likely that the whole story happened with Taisus and Daf Kuf Dalid, and that is where the original story happened. It was only the later Madura, the later edition, when they put in this Taisus and Daf Pei Aleph and this Svasayim Yishak, which is probably not where it actually happened. So now we can understand what Rav Moshe Shmuel meant when he quoted this b'shem the Meir Berlin from a Sefer, even though it's not the way we have it in the Madur today, but it is very mistaber that it happened with the Taisus and Daf Gavdal, not the Taisus and Daf Be'alef, but whoever it is, Eich Shloiyah, the story is very chashuv ma'isa, and you see the chashivas of somebody who learns Tari Mitechat Chak, somebody who is almo b'tar, even when it's difficult, he's zeicha to unbelievable bracha, and he's able to mechadish chidushim that otherwise he would not be able to be mechadish.